I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Tom Baldini. He's with the Economic Club of Marquette County, and we got a preview of their upcoming dinner featuring their latest speaker. Here's more on the dinner, which is coming up this Monday evening in Marquette with Tom Baldini from the Economic Club of Marquette County.
It's rather timely. The speaker, the title of her speech is going to be "Are We There Yet? The Affordable Care Act Journey." Oh. So it's rather timely, and her name is Janet Osheski, and Janet comes highly recommended, and she used to be a head of Michigan's Department of Community Health.
I was going to say, I recognize that
name. Yeah, and so the health people, it was recommended to us, and so she agreed to come up, and she'll be up, and so it's very timely that she's here, and she's been involved with a number of programs of Michigan and putting together a whole Medicare thing and things of that nature and Medicare. So, and she's been going around giving, talking about the affordable health care and are we there yet sort of thing. So we're anticipating, I suspect, a lot of questions also on this one.
Yeah, it sounds like this one might have a little bit more of an opportunity for question and answer because there probably are a lot of questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's Monday night again at the Ramada Inn, social hour at 6, dinner at 7, and her comments and speeches and Q&A at 8. And if anyone is interested, you can go on the website, www.marquetteconomicclub.org, and sign up, register.
One of the key things is you need to register because they need to have a head count for the dinner, for one thing, but also to make a choice for the dinner.
Yes, thank you. Yes, you have to tell us what you want to eat. The old days when we first started the club, it was the same thing. You got prime rib, and you got a baked potato, and you got a salad, and ice cream.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That 100%.
Yeah, but, you know, variety.
But, yeah, so the choice. But now we do have choices. So.
Now, when you bring in a guest like this, obviously with a timely topic like this, it may sometimes also be a challenge to get someone like that in because their expertise is probably wanted in many different places. So for those that attend, they're probably going to get some good insight.
Yes, because, we were able to make some contacts with the health professional people, and they were able to get us in touch, and they were able to put it together. And that's the whole part of networking. We all sort of know one another, and everybody chips in and says, let's go find something. Because we scheduled this program on healthcare without a speaker like a year and a half ago when we started to put our calendars together. We said, you know, we knew the Health Care Act was coming, so let's put it together. Let's start looking. And we really if you notice our program, we have a panel by Dennis Smith, president and CEO of the Upper Peninsula Health Plan, and purposely leaving it blank because we weren't sure where some of the things were, and I'm not sure we still are sure.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you, is it seems like in particular, at least for the last few years, you have some healthcare-related topic on one of the dinners every year.
Yes. Well, you think about it, it's a huge business, and now with Marquette General Hospital being purchased by Duke LifePoint, and we saw the other day where they so we're in the process of discussing with them about coming next year because they are a huge employer, not only in our community, but they're going to have this impact across the peninsula. But you're right. But so what we had on this program, we didn't have a speaker because we weren't sure which direction to go. And and Dennis Smith, understanding this much more than the rest of us, helped us identify this, put it together.
So again, the details are when and where.
Next Monday at the Ramada Inn. Go online, go to www.marquetteconomicclub.org, register, tell us what your selection is. We have a social networking time where people just chat and network at 6, 7 o'clock dinner, 8 o'clock then the program, and we expect she's a very good speaker and very knowledgeable, and so we will have probably a lot of questions for people.
That's the comments of Tom Baldini with the Economic Club of Marquette County. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.